There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Joe, this is a good enough distance. Yeah. It's fine, isn't it?
Yeah.
I feel very far away. I'm normally speaking like this.
ASMR.
So it's like
ASMR.
Hi. Welcome to Low Expectations. My name's Matt Bentley-Viney, and I'm joined today by Marcus Butler.
The good thing is, if we spoke like this the whole time, we'd never have any sound complaints. I also think it's a bit of an issue because I don't think you can even hear what I'm saying.
I can just about, but I think everyone would be a bit turned on at home and not focusing on what we're saying.
Hey guys, welcome to Lower Your Expectations. Badum, how you doing, Matt?
Very good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I just think sometimes I put a bit too much pressure on the intro.
What do you mean?
Well, for so long we've had the same intro. It goes to what I was saying when I filmed a video of Alfie the other day. That
name drop.
There's Alfie Day's Pointless Blog. You guys know him? Have you heard of him? Zoella's boyfriend. And I said the same thing about there's this constant pressure to feel you have to do a specific intro. And I feel like that with the podcast. It's always, hello, listeners of Low.
I could do an impression of that.
Go on.
Well, I do, don't I? When you're like, you do the intro, I just go, hello.
I'm just gonna
listeners of Low Expectations. Why is that? Why is that the intro? It could be anything.
Well, it's not now. I'm not doing it anymore. I've just decided right now, from this moment forward, it's whatever I'm in the mood for.
It might be good.
Howdy, listeners.
No, don't do that.
Howdy.
Don't do howdy.
Yeah, you just mix it up.
But how are you doing? This is the second episode in the office.
Matt can back this up. Since we've been in this space, I feel like a different machine. I'm the Duracell battery.
On some Red Bull.
On some Red Bull mixed with Monster. Whoever else would maybe want to sponsor.
Red Bull, Monster, Lucozade, Kick.
Diet Coke.
KX.
Any kind of caffeine.
Any kind of
coffee.
Yesterday I had about 6 coffees, I think.
You were coffee on tap yesterday.
But guys, I hope you appreciate it. Oh, yeah. I got up 4 in the morning to edit the podcast because we recorded quite late on Friday night. And I thought, you know what? I actually fancy a weekend with my wife. So we did that.
Stop being so nice to yourself. It was me ordering you. Matt, wake up at 4 a.m. and edit.
No, it's cool. Because you thought, because I texted you saying, oh, it's okay. I'm going to come in at 10:30.
Yeah.
I'm just going to do the podcast. You assumed that meant, oh, he's probably going to get up at like 8 or 9, just do the podcast and come in.
Yeah.
No, I got up at 4, yeah. So I could edit it and have it ready for 6. For I'm hoping there's a load of you who do listen at 6 o'clock.
Could you imagine if we had those stats and literally...
Well, the first was at 10 o'clock. Because I didn't think you realised until I came in.
I didn't.
Oh, I forgot my keys for the office.
Yeah. Oh, I made a joke as you came in and you were like, I've been up at 4 a.m.
Yeah, I was
like,
rattled.
Like, what? Yeah. Like, why'd you do that? I mean, to be fair, I respect that dedication and I really hope the listeners
appreciate
it. Appreciate
I know
it.
They appreciate the episodes, but I'm genuinely intrigued now. Tweet in if you do listen or what time you listen to it.
That's a good...
Is it on a Monday? Is it during the week?
Is it
6:01 a.m.?
Imagine if anyone's listened, like, what's their activity they're doing whilst listening? So time and activity.
Oh, that's true. When I listen to podcasts, I'm always doing housework. But like, yeah. I have it in my headphones, so I'm still actively listening, but I'm getting stuff done. Because
I feel like people use them as a whilst doing an activity.
Yeah. How about you? What about you? Because you watch a few podcasts, don't you?
I watch, yeah. I just, for the first time today, was asked people about running the other day because I get so fucking bored when I'm running. I was like, what can I do? And those people recommended podcasts. So today was the first time I tried that and
That's
I would
cool.
recommend.
Where did you run? On a treadmill?
On a treadmill.
We need to go running around here, actually, at some point. I was thinking that last night when I was...
On your little run.
I did a run last night, guys. And it wasn't because I wanted to get fit and healthy. It was because...
FIFA. We wanted to play FIFA.
Yes. We wanted to get a PlayStation for the office. And Alfie and Morgan were here. And they were helping, weren't they? They were like, right, why don't you try this one, try that one. Yeah. You were on hold for 15 minutes trying to find out if this one place
had it. It was a solid teamwork effort. I just feel like the amount of effort put in from you was probably larger than... the other three. For some reason, we decided we had to play FIFA yesterday. But the game's just come out, and we could not wait any longer.
But I think this is a mixture of you being the Duracell bunny, me having six coffees, and we're both like, oh my God, we have to play.
We have to get it now. Just like, you're in London. Of course you can. Anyway, of course, you can get anything. So then I was like, okay, right, there's a Curry's here. There's a CEX here. And then, Matt left, went for a run. And essentially, I was on hold for 15 minutes to find out if they had them in store. Matt had ran there, and by the time they're like, no, we don't, but they're in our warehouse. Yeah. We can arrange delivery for tomorrow. Oh. And I just said, oh, I've got a guy who's like on the way there. He wants it now.
5K run but in the middle of London at rush hour.
Is probably not the best time to decide to go for a run.
Not to toot my own horn or anything, but I'm quite a good runner, so it was nice to get out again because I don't ever do it.
Get out and about
out around London. Yeah, you got any PlayStations? Got a FIFA?
I would honestly have loved to see you in your outfit running across the bridge with all the commuters, and you're just like, got to get the PlayStation.
If you watch The Apprentice, guys, it's the Apprentice Bridge, and I was like full on sprinting across it at about 5:30, and it was packed.
Well, it was a race against time as well, wasn't it? Because the store was closing at 6. So.
And I was leaving to go to the cinema. Like, we're not gonna get any games in. And I was like, no, I'll run, and we'll get at least one game in.
No, we didn't.
It's nice being in our own space.
Yeah, so positives of that is I'm struggling to go back home at the moment.
Yeah, you are.
I'm just so excited to be here. I'm starting to feel the drain now, about 4 days
on
full
Tuesday.
Oh. Well, I didn't really stop over the weekend either, did I? I was harassing you all over the weekend.
Yeah, you were. After a late finish on a Friday night, and then being harassed over the weekend.
We left the office at like 8:15 PM on the Friday night, and then
after starting at 9.
Yeah. And then I just, sorry mate, yeah, I just wanted to share it with someone.
Yeah, it was quite funny. And then I was very kind there because I could have been texting you loads at 4 AM. I know if I get up early to start work, for some reason I always tell you because I'm like, oh, look at me, look how good I am.
Yes, because usually you love a lion.
No, I don't love a lion. Rattle me the other day. I love a lion.
City.
No, I don't.
No, but it is that thing, isn't it? Don't you think there's a... Like, I even thought it this morning and I stopped myself because I was like, why the fuck would I do that? When you're awake at a time you think is early compared to everyone else, you want to share that. You know, people always post a story with the time on it. And I nearly went to do that. And I was like, what the fuck am I doing?
What stopped you?
That thought. What? Thinking, who gives a shit?
Also, like people who work in the NHS and stuff like that, and they're doing shift patterns or whatever.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, yeah, well done, mate. And it shows. It's embarrassing because it's like the one and only time.
Well, no, that's
and
what I mean.
And if it's like 7 o'clock, you're like, oh.
I'm a legend. Yeah. I'm up and moving at 7 AM.
Yeah, that is true.
It's embarrassing.
That's but well done is. For stopping yourself.
Well, it's
self-censorship.
It's becoming more self-aware on my journey to Marcus 7.0.
I did see your story today, though, when you're like, did it even happen? It was like a boomerang after
so,
you were
same
sweaty.
Thing. I've started to think more. I think it's going to segue nicely into it. I am starting to think more and more. We had a conversation off camera. We do speak off camera.
Could you imagine if we're just silent the whole day?
Don't speak.
And we only speak during the podcast.
We had a conversation about, you know, being self-aware. And I said, I feel like I've definitely been on that journey as I've matured. But through sharing your life online, there's some people who are more self-aware than others. And with the gym this morning, I did that. I was like, yeah, I feel so good about myself because I've done like a long run and I'm all sweaty. I need to post it on social media.
You love a gym selfie, you do.
And then I was like, what am I doing? Like,
well, there's nothing wrong with that.
So I was like, I'm going to just start making fun of myself whilst doing it, if I'm going to do it.
No, but you don't have to.
I'm going
to
go into a hole of never posting.
It's like there's a scale of cringe and then not cringe. And we were saying that Instagram's so hard because you've got so many thoughts going through your mind. It's either, I either look really pretentious or I look really simple, or I look like a dick. It's like that triangle, actually. It's not a scale, it's like a triangle.
And
you're somewhere in the middle.
And cringe is just like holding it all together.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, being self-aware is a very difficult thing. Like, there's loads of people go through their whole lives not being self-aware, not knowing their faults or their pros and cons. It's hard.
Because I'm sure there's also people who are a lot more self-aware than I am, or what I currently think I am. And I'm like, do you just carry on becoming more self-aware as you go through life? Is there this never-ending scale of becoming self-aware?
If you think about everything too much, then you're not in the moment. Ooh, so this is such a difficult thing to master, because be self-aware, but at the same time, don't let it rule your life.
Like,
you've got
to
just, if you're going to do a selfie, just do it. And then deal with the consequence. You can always delete it an hour later when you become self-aware. You're like, oh, what have I done? That's what I do anyway. I'll take photos and then I'll literally do like 7 or 8 and then I'll just not post anything. And I'm like, what am I doing? Like, why am I doing this?
But it's the pressures that we put on ourselves on social media.
Yep, definitely.
It's so weird.
I need to stop you a minute. Have you got any idea or anything? Because I feel like we've just crossed the border into a new place. And have you forgotten it? You look really sad.
Yeah.
Oh, no. What are you going to do?
Fuck. God, what am I? I'm not going to be able to come.
No, but you need
to. It's a one-man journey now.
Hang on. If we stop a minute and I'll play some segue, like the segment music, and then maybe you'll be all right.
Oh.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Oh, Matt, I've got it.
Oh, amazing. You can come
with
me.
I'm so tight. I'm strapped in. Where are we going? I've got my passport. Tell me.
Well, it's going to take about 15 minutes, but we're going to visit the digital world. Yay.
Do you cringe at that when you edit that bit?
I cringe when I do it. Okay. I'm cringing now.
As long as you're self-aware about that.
It's a reason it doesn't make it to the YouTube videos.
So we've landed
in the digital,
world.
And where we're staying is a UK reality show. It's been going for, I think, about a week, and it's got a week left. It's called The Circle.
It's only 2 weeks.
Yeah, but it's every night. It's every night, I think. And it's called The Circle, and it's captivated the nation. I feel like it's quite a in-the-zeitgeist, buzzy kind of show.
Yeah.
It's a social media-based reality show. You win £50,000 if you get to the end, but the only way you win it is by being voted the most popular. Because we watched a couple of episodes earlier. We know it has tropes of a normal reality show, where it's big personalities, what you would expect from a reality show. Is
well, a 2018 reality show.
Yes. It's very much in the vein of Love Island.
What actually happens then?
It's very different.
I literally saw what you showed me. Yeah. So they go into essentially a room each.
So they're all in a building, like an apartment block.
Yeah, and they've never met each other, have they?
No. Nope.
And the concept is they can choose to be themselves or create
a personality.
And the only way they engage with each other is through, I guess, their version of a social media platform.
Yeah. Could be WhatsApp, isn't it?
It's kind of like WhatsApp meets Tinder.
Yeah, that's true. And it's got photos.
Yeah, it's got photos in your profile picture. Yeah. And it's like you meet them through the app. That's the only way. And it's kind of showcasing how, I guess, online relationships start, they're formed.
And friendships and popularity is that whole social media spectrum. And the way you're voted out is brutal. So in the first episode, anyway, they went round and you had to rate people from 1 to 5, how much you like them. And then the one with the lowest score gets blocked and has to leave.
Shut down.
Absolutely shut down.
It's an interesting concept because, so essentially, you can be yourself or you can catfish someone. The end goal isn't to meet and fuck.
No.
It hasn't got that element to it.
But you're using elements of that because some of it is being like what you think you need to be mm-hmm. popular, like what type of photos you're using, are you flirting, are you doing this? All of that is kind of conveyed, isn't it?
Yeah.
But one of the most interesting things with the circle is, like you said earlier, you can choose different personas. Mm. So one guy went on and he was his girlfriend. He chose to be his girlfriend and thought that would be, because she was a popular girl at school and all of this, that would get him
so he used her looks, her pictures, to use as, that's the image that all the other contestants would see.
Yeah.
But then it was him behind that image saying whatever he wanted, and he kind of fake flirt with people. He would
It's so awkward.
It's weird.
He was flirting with this one guy who was, he was really into it.
Oh, the super into it guy.
Awkward. The reason we're talking about this, I think it's really interesting because how we portray ourselves on social media compared to what we are in real life. And it goes in with being self-aware and things like that, because I think we do so many different personalities across different types of social media. Mm-hmm. And I want to ask you, if you were going on this show, what kind of personality do you think you would put out there?
Wow.
Like, would you use the same picture of yourself, or would you use one from when you're 18? Or That's what I find so crazy.
So firstly, I completely agree with you about the people displaying different elements. Oh my God, hang on. Are we all sociopaths?
Don't.
That is a joke.
Get out, Shane.
That is a joke. I'm one, not coming for Shane. Two, not claiming I know anything about sociopaths.
Are you going to go into masks? Is that where you're going?
1 minute. For people listening, I just reference pulling a mask off my face. I agree with you though. People do display different elements of their personality across different social media platforms. But that's kind of the beauty of them, in a way that it allows you to do that. You know, like what you post on Twitter, for example, compared to Instagram. Completely different. The platform, I guess, can be at stake for providing that. But there are many people I know from social media who are completely different to how they are in real life.
You haven't answered my question.
What was the question? Who would I be?
Yeah, that was nice. That was like a Shane. That was a good like dissertation at the start.
Yeah,
setting it all up. Who would you be? Are you going to be the Marcus Butler of 2018, or would you be someone else?
Well, Matthew, I would be a character.
You would.
Yeah,
because you're competitive. And you want to win the game.
No, because take context of what I do out of it. I don't think I would go on one of those shows if that show was laid out to me. I personally don't think I would have, and I never have wanted to be on a TV show as me, or trying to make it as a reality TV star. I just think it would be more fun to kind of play games with people. Well, it's a weird one, isn't it? I mean, I've never catfished someone, but in the context of the show, it's entertaining to see.
Of course it is. So, I think I would put my best self out there in my mind, what I wish I could be. I have to be realistic. So I'm not like, I've written 5 films and I'm directing my 6th one next year. I know, I'd be like, right, I've just signed a deal to write a TV show, and my band is releasing its first album very soon.
So you're just going like, I'm fucking great. Yeah. You want to talk to me. I'm cool. That's essentially what you're saying. Interesting. Because you're not like that in real life.
No. What does that come across like then? Is that kind of like narcissistic and a bit braggy?
Well, it depends what you're looking for out of it. That's not how I know you as.
Yeah.
Because it does come across quite braggy, of course.
Yeah.
That's the first time someone's met you. Imagine walking up to someone, you meet someone in the street, and you're just like, by the way, I've just... got a TV show coming out, I'm writing. I'm about to be in a band. What about you? How's your life going?
It sounds a bit pathetic in a way, because it's like looking for that validation. It's like, I'm not happy with what I'm doing. I need you to say, oh, that's really good. Cool. See, I'm becoming self-aware on this podcast.
Here I am. Journey.
So that show kind of leads in that I thought was really interesting. What you actually brought to my attention, what Kanye West said recently about the way Twitter and Facebook and pretty much all social media works with the metrics. So at the moment, we measure our profiles and everything by likes, subscribers, followers.
Well, it's not only we measure our profiles, it's how,
well, it's how the world
works. A
whole
business on social media runs, in terms of validation, but in terms of monetizing that as well. It's all through, which the monetization thing makes sense because you need to be paid for what your reach and all that kind of thing. But it's all revolved around displayed figures.
Exactly. And he's suggesting that if we took that away, it would make everyone much happier.
Yeah, having the ability to
turn off your followers.
That's what he came out and said, wasn't it? He's like, yo, have you ever thought about the ability to turn it off so you can choose it? You, Matt Viney, can go, oh, you know what? I'm going to hide how many likes and followers I have.
Matt Bentley Viney.
and a bag.
But yes, I didn't know that. So it's an individual thing. It's not
you have the option. No, you have the option.
Oh, okay. Because that makes it worse, though, in my opinion.
Really?
Yeah, because then it's like, oh, you have yours turned on. Oh, what do you think you're doing? Or people who've got it turned on, it's like, oh, you clearly don't have any. Why have you got yours turned off?
But
it's
then at least you're giving the choice. The whole of social media for many years has been built on that. I think if all the platforms were to go, fuck it, actually, we're turning everything off, a lot of that would cause like mayhem.
Of course it would. And it's never going to happen.
No.
But I think it would be better. I genuinely believe that because I think a lot of people are drawn to things because it's got big views. If you were applying this to YouTube, how do you think it would change? So if nobody had their subscribe account on there or likes and it's just people uploading things, how would it work? Because it would change the algorithms and things, but would it also change the way people think about YouTube, like, and how they upload?
Yeah, so do you know what? At first I thought, yes, this would change. It would change clickbait. It would change. Yeah. You might see a real purity and not a drive, but people really caring about the stuff they are posting again. That was my first thought with it. But then in reverse to that, if you're taking away the likes and the views and stuff, you're not removing them. They still have those views and those views still equate to money on the back end. So it's that true. Creator is still going to want to get the most out of their audience. And I kind of backtracked on myself in that respect.
So you don't think anything will change because there's money linked with it and it's making a living. It's always going to be, well, it may not be likes and views that drive it anymore. Whatever it ends up being, people are still just going to
try and maximize their earnings.
Whatever it is, exactly.
Yeah, I think they will. And I think that is that's a much wider issue than likes and number counts. I think a YouTube audience as a whole got really pissed off with people clickbaiting.
Yeah, I think you're right. We hit
the tip of the iceberg,
didn't we? We did hit it, and now
it's fucking sunk.
I don't think people accept it anymore. Like, even on some of the videos we've done, if it's not, and you're quite good because it's normally me who's like, let's call it this, let's call it
what
that.
We call the sweaty YouTuber.
Exactly. And even on the videos where maybe we've tipped over into being a bit clickbaity with it, people notice straight away and let themselves be heard by disliking it.
Yeah. Well, I also think personally, for us, it's more of a like the whole self-awareness thing again and being sure, yeah, you can earn more money from getting more clicks. But if someone clicks and then they quickly realize what you're doing is not what you've said you're doing, that's going to push them away from having trust in you and wanting to come back to your regular content. So let's just get rid of that totally and just build a lovely organic community that just loves coming back to the videos every day.
Going back to the circle, because I thought there was one character on there, who was very interesting because she was presenting, and she called it herself, a plain Jane version of herself. So stripped down, personality based, because in her eyes, people judge her differently because of the way she looks. And I think, what is stopping us from being our real selves on social media? Like, what is
society?
I think it's the ego. I think it's us.
Agreed. I think it's a mixture of the two.
Yeah. I think it's when you're putting yourself out there for anyone to see, you're always going to be more precious about what you're doing and what you're portraying. You're not as real.
It's such a bigger discussion of what part of you do you want to post publicly for everyone to be able to see and critique. And like we suggest there, you're never going to put up and having millions of followers or not. Most of the time, if you've got two options, you've got a happy couple picture on your wedding day, or you and Gemma are having a Barney, and you're like, 1 minute, let me just couple goals. Like, we do argue. It's just what?
I don't think I've ever seen that online before. There's the classic kind of YouTube trope of having a bad day video where people get
just cry on camera
and cry and whatever, that's fine,
life's so hard.
But I've never seen it with relationships ever. I've never seen that. I've been if any of you out there have, I would be intrigued to see that, because I would wonder what that looks like. I can't imagine it's very nice. But
because think about in your close group of friends and family, how many people do you really open up to? You know, you could relate it to that. Oh, how are you? Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, but how are you really?
Which we should be asking our close friends and family more and trying to find out more about. Oh, man, I don't know. I've got so many thoughts in my head. Is it like the human nature of us to be like, look, I'm actually, my life is really good. There isn't.
Well, there's a reason that you kind of unravel yourself when you're, like when we were driving back from Brighton and we were both having quite a intense conversation about, you know, just our lives and stuff, what we've been doing and going through, whatever. You wouldn't do that normally because we have these layers. We have layers that you have to peel back.
Yeah.
And you only really do that, I think, when you spend intimate time with people. Yeah, exactly. Because you're conditioned to keep it all in. And I think that's a part of why people do have problems sometimes. They get stressed because you've got... If you've got no one to talk to about these things, it's just still bustling up, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, that's why it's so important to talk to people.
Yeah. But yeah, of course it is.
It's very cliche, talk to someone, but...
But it's weird, like on social media, it's like our brain's capabilities. There's always that thing, isn't there, that we only use 1% of our brain. Mm-hmm. I think it's 20%. True on social... Oh, is it 20%? Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's quite good, actually. I'll take that. I'm happy with that.
You might use 1%,
but... Yeah. But I would make the argument that we do the same on social media. We only really show about 20% of who we actually are across social media.
Oh, I think 20% is a push.
Yeah, exactly. It might be a push.
Massive push.
If you follow someone and you've never met them and you build up an image of what they are, I think if you've then met them, that would shatter it. I don't think that you don't know what people are like, do you? Because of the layers and because of all of that. And I don't know why that is on social media. I've once had the thought maybe... If I went completely private and everything, maybe I would, I don't know.
But in the bigger picture... Open.
You're still being open with people on there to be judged.
But then you could say...
You're always judged, aren't you?
Why don't you do it on Facebook? In all honesty, if the people you're friends with on Facebook, I'd do the same and are always posting stuff about that, I'd be like, what? Unless you've got such a close community on those social media platforms. Mm. There's a few people I know, like YouTubers and stuff, who have created proper private accounts and they have like 20 people on there. And because they're like, I just want to share more photos without thinking of having a pressure put on it of what
That's
I should
true.
Or be posting.
That's true. That'd be good for you because you've got a whole library of private stuff, haven't you?
What?
Like, I was saying this, like,
well,
no,
dodgy.
No, not in a dodgy way. Like about your mates and stuff, where you just...
Oh yeah, of course I've got a private life. Of course, like
good blackmail material on them. You always send a photo of me when I'm looking silly or something, drunk.
I've got a shitload of you.
And I'm like, brilliant. From the stag deal or something. It's, oh, just been watching this with Steffi. Brilliant.
Punching the floor when you're losing FIFA.
Probably me in half an
next,
hour.
Next time you bring a tweet up about FIFA, I've got a response for you, mate.
Fantastic.
So I don't know, it might offend too many people, but around when we're posting things on social media, why are we posting them?
Half the time, I think it's because we're letting people know what we're doing. And we said this the other day, I think when you're happy, you're posting more. And you want people to know that you're happy.
Mm.
But what's your theory?
I don't know, because...
Or are you just posing the question?
I'm posing the question, thinking about it myself. And I think as I'm figuring out and having a better direction of my brand, of what I want to do with that, I try and post around that. So like taking Instagram, if we're talking about Instagram, because Instagram is such a, this is my life type of thing.
It's a daily thing.
Yeah.
It's...
And especially with stories, but with posts, I'm trying to move more into the fashion stuff because that's one I'm passionate about. But two, I want to do something with that rather than like, hey guys, today I'm...
No, and I think it makes sense because fashion is like, it lives on there, doesn't it?
Yeah.
On Instagram, it kind of thrives. That's its industry.
It has
almost
a home on there.
Yeah.
But then you could say Instagram just started as a place to share photos of what you're doing. So is there anything wrong with that? So
what I find crazy about social media is that we're cataloguing things. And then, I mean, this is for another podcast, probably not our podcast, but where you're cataloguing things so that the government they know so much about us. And it's for advertisers. Why do you think, like the film we went and saw the other night, A Simple Favor, Gemma has seen the trailer for that like 10 times. I'd never heard of it.
Mm.
Don't you think that's crazy how things are tailored towards you based on your what you're liking on Instagram, what you're liking on Facebook, what you're tweeting about? That all these kind of hidden things that we don't think about we're putting ourselves out there. It's all just a marketing tool. That is all social media really is, I think.
It's not just that it's when you're whatever website you go on, that is tracked back to you with cookies.
True.
You're constantly being tracked, so these places can serve those specific advertisements to you. But I mean, this is, it's Black Mirror, sort of, what are we allowing people in? Who's looking at that stuff? It all goes into data, and it's crazy that And I've got a very basic, I'm not sitting here like, I know loads about data, what you can do with data, like what you can find from what someone could go through your social media and the information they can extract to basically create a version of you with all the things you like. That's how these things work. And then that's how they use that as an advertising case.
To backtrack slightly on what I said, the really positive, because we always talk about the negatives, so I don't know, that's just human nature, I think. But the positive of social media is you can stay in touch. It's the scope of it, isn't it? When people move away and things like that, it's incredible in that aspect. And staying connected, I never feel that lonely, because I always feel connected. Obviously, it helps that I live with my wife and things like that. But also, if I'm out and about, if I'm away with work or whatever, I always feel connected. I don't feel, whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, I don't know. Yeah. But I always feel connected.
Yeah, not of course, everything you've said. And also, I mean, it's allowed brands to thrive through social media, companies, to people like me, I've got a career from it. Yeah. So there's obviously, I'm not, you're right, we're not here like social media is shit.
Yeah, because it's not.
No.
But I just think the more interesting parts of it are the kind of things we don't know too much about. Mm. Let us know what you think too, because it's an interesting discussion and topic. And if you've seen that show, let us know what you think, because we were just like, we've never seen this before. Like, it's kind of like Big Brother, but also a bit of Love Island and a bit of Black Mirror.
Black Mirror, yeah.
Strange mix. Are you ready for a big question?
Oh, you hit me with that. I didn't know what you were going to say.
This isn't as random as they usually are. It's actually very cute. And I thought, after such a heavy subject, this is quite nice. It's warmed my heart.
I can sit back a bit, stretch the legs.
Don't worry. You're not getting any like salary questions or anything like that. This is a nice little story. Headline: Grandpa who volunteers at Cat Sanctuary is stealing people's hearts for adorable reason.
Cute.
I don't even know if this is... Why is this news? It's not news.
At least it's not fake news.
No, that's true. So Terry Lawman, who's 75, is a volunteer at a pet sanctuary, and he does do something very sweet with the animals. Do you want to see a picture of him?
Go on then. Let's have a look at Tezza. Ah. Oh, Terry.
So the reason that he's become an internet sensation is because he falls asleep with the cats.
Oh.
Look. So he goes around there to give them attention and to stroke them.
It's a sleeping buddy.
It's a sleeping buddy. This is the best one. So the cat's in between his legs. That is cute, isn't it?
It's almost copying his pose.
It's very, very sweet.
Yeah. Okay.
And basically, he brushes the cats. He can tell you about all their likes and dislikes. And apparently, the cats love it. They just lap it up. I'm not longing this out. They love it.
Where are we going with this? What's the outcome?
From his newfound online popularity, Terry has been quoted as saying, "I fall asleep a lot, but I never thought this was going to happen." And Terry, and to you people listening up there, Terry wants you to donate money to Safe Haven. So far, £30,000 has been raised.
Wow. Well done, Terry.
That's a pretty good catnaps.
But, okay. So wait, he's not working there.
No, he's volunteer.
Okay. I don't know. I heard.
Did I not say that?
I don't think so.
There's a bloke who goes in this place and just
maybe
sleeps
you did,
with the
maybe
cats.
Maybe I wasn't hearing.
My question to you is, what hobby are you going to take up when you retire? Or are you looking forward to? Have you ever thought like, oh, I can't wait to do that?
Yeah. Ready? I've got two.
Theory. Oh my. Hallelujah.
Hold your horses. I would do two. Golf. So original. But I would fully immerse myself in golf and become
a pro. You're gonna become the first I would be like
a grandpa pro.
What about a DJ? You've always wanted to be a DJ.
A grandpa DJ.
Yeah, mate.
Do you know how hectic the life of a DJ is? Flying around a different country every day.
You've got to make moves. You've got to change the world. That's your motto.
Bloody heart attack whilst trying to hype the crowd up. Everybody.
No, I thought this is the type of job we're never going to retire. We're always going to be doing these.
Brilliant.
Sat here
podcasts.
When we're 80, he's going to be talking about, you know,
my back's out today.
Oh, that's so harsh on old people, isn't it?
Well, I was thinking the other day, it is just a bit shit getting old, isn't it? Like, it's nice. No, but like, I'm talking about really old. Like, the point when your body starts sort of just breaking up and you have no control on that. That's shit, isn't it? You can't stop your body just falling to pieces.
I put a cat story in to try and liven it up and end on a high. And you're like, well, you know, when your body starts dying on you, you can't control it.
The second one would be piano, like back into fully learning the piano. I can play it, but like getting fucking good. What about you?
I think I would like to get really good at Scrabble because I'm awful at it. And I claim to want to be a writer and all of this, and I'm terrible at Scrabble, and it's quite embarrassing. So I want to get good at that. But also, I'd like to become really good at naps. So you have like a siesta every day. Like between 3 and 4, I have like an hour nap, and it's amazing.
I just don't understand it, naps.
Why?
No one ever feels good after a nap, do they?
Oh, no. You've got to get the right timing. Mm. You know you do. If you nap too long, it's awful. And if you nap too short, it's a bit... You feel a bit weird.
Yeah.
But in that sweet spot, it is nothing
what
better.
What is the sweet spot?
40 minutes.
40 minutes? Because I heard the sweet spot's 20 minutes.
Yeah, but that's probably if you're working. You can't really have a 40-minute nap if you're working, can you?
Is that actually a thing? You're saying that as if it's like people do nap as a... Napping to me is like teenagers when you're just, I don't know.
What, at uni?
Dossing about, yeah.
I used to nap loads at uni.
Exactly, dossing about.
Mate, sometimes if I get into like a crisp bed, I'm like, oh, I have to nap now. I have to have a sleep. Have to.
So weird.
It's so not, but you not ever get that feeling when you get into bed, you're like, oh my God, this is amazing.
No. Like, at night, yeah.
No, like, but like just during the day.
Nah, see, beds for me is like either... making love or going to bed.
It's black or white. It's one or the other, no in between.
Thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please carry on leaving us 5-star reviews, subscribing, sharing it with everybody you know, following us on social media, using the hashtag LYE to let us know your thoughts and specific feedback.
What's your handle, Marcus? I remember you asking me earlier, you wanted me to promote you. People want to find you, where can they find you? Why are you looking at me like that?
You are such a little beg.
You're gonna ask me? You're gonna ask what my handle is?
No.
Oh, okay, yeah, my handle is
that's just rude.
Matt Viney12 on Twitter rude. And MBV91 on Instagram. Come follow me.
Alright, there we go. Goodbye.
Bye guys.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.